orang Filistin berperang melawan orang Israel. Lalu, orang Israel melarikan diri dari hadapan orang Filistin, dan mati terbunuh di pegunungan Gilboa.
Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa.
Orang Filistin terus mengejar Saul dan anak-anaknya, dan mereka menewaskan Yonatan, Abinadab, serta Malkisuang, anak-anak Saul.
And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malkishua, the sons of Saul.
Pertempuran itu makin berat bagi Saul.
Para pemanah menemukannya, dan dia terluka parah oleh para pemanah itu.
And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers.
Saul berkata kepada pembawa senjatanya, "Gunuslah pedangmu, dan tikamlah aku. Jangan sampai orang-orang yang tidak bersunat itu datang dan menyiksa aku." Namun pembawa senjatanya tidak mau, karena dia sangat takut. Jadi, Saul mengambil pedangnya dan menjatuhkan diri ke atasnya.
Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it.
Ketika pembawa senjatanya melihat bahwa Saul telah mati, dia juga menjatuhkan diri ke atas pedangnya, lalu mati.
And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died.
Demikianlah Saul dan tiga anaknya mati.
Seluruh keluarganya mati bersama-sama.
So Saul died, and his three sons and all his house died together.
Ketika semua orang Israel yang tinggal di lembah itu melihat bahwa tentara mereka telah lari, dan bahwa Saul serta anak-anaknya telah mati, mereka meninggalkan kota-kota mereka dan melarikan diri. Kemudian orang Filistin datang dan menduduki kota-kota itu.
And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them.
Keesokan harinya, ketika orang Filistin datang untuk melucuti orang-orang yang terbunuh, mereka menemukan Saul dan anak-anaknya tergeletak di pegunungan Gilboa.
And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa.
Mereka melucuti dia dan mengambil kepalanya serta senjatanya. Lalu mereka mengutus orang berkeliling ke negeri Filistin untuk menyampaikan kabar tersebut kepada berhala mereka dan juga kepada rakyat.
And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and sent it into the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people.
Mereka meletakkan senjata Saul di kuil ilah mereka dan memakukan batu kepalanya di kuil Dagon.
And they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon.
Ketika seluruh Yabes Gilead mendengar segala sesuatu yang telah dilakukan orang Filistin terhadap Saul.
And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul,
semua orang yang gagah perkasa bangkit mengambil mayat Saul dan mayat anak-anaknya. Mereka membawanya ke Yabes dan menguburkan tulang-tulang mereka di bawah pohon Tarbantin di Yabes, lalu berpuasa selama 7 hari.
They arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days.
Saul mati, karena pelanggarannya terhadap Tuhan, dan terhadap firman Tuhan.
Dia tidak menaatinya, dan juga meminta petunjuk dari pemanggil arwah.
So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it.
Ia tidak meminta petunjuk Tuhan, sehingga Tuhan mengambil nyawanya dan menyerahkan kerajaan itu kepada Daud, anak Isai.
and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Chapter